Okay, everybody, today's daf is daf Chof Ches. We're holding the very top of Chof Ches Omer Aleph. We're in the middle of a sugya, so we have to do a very quick review of the last part of yesterday's Omer Beis. Just going back to the Mishnah for a moment, the Elohein HaKroivim. We're going to look at the first three, 4 lines of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah enumerates the type of Kroivim that are possibly Eidus. So we start off with Achiv, his own brother, Achei Oviv, and those are his uncles, Vachei Imoy, also uncles, but this is an uncle from the father, an uncle from the mother's side. Ubal Achoisoy is a Shvuger, a brother-in-law. Ubal Achois Oviv, this is also an uncle, but this is what we call a Tzigikim, an uncle, meaning this is the brother, this is not the brother, this is the husband of his aunt. He has his father has, Baruch Hashem, a sister, and the sister has a husband. That husband is not a real blood uncle, but we call it an uncle. So that, once again, is considered to be a Korath. Ubala Chois Imai, same thing, but not on the father's side. It happens to be on the mother's side. His mother has a sister who has a husband. We call him uncle. Ubal Imai. Bal Imai is a stepfather. In other words, his mother married a second time and now has a new Baal, and that Baal is not related to him, it's just his stepfather. V'chomov and his Shver is a father-in-law. The Gisoy is again a Shvugar, a brother-in-law. We already discussed this yesterday, there's a difference between Baal HaChoisoy and Gisoy. Baal HaChoisoy is the husband of his sister, and Gisoy means that the two sisters that married two men are unrelated, but the two men are now related, that they're now brothers-in-law because they married the two sisters. So it's similar, but not exactly the same. And for all those of you that were here yesterday, Mendy told us the Masa Nisim that he had years ago, and he's happy to share it with anybody. Not only these that the aforementioned, also their children, that is their sons, as well as their sons-in-law, all of them are craving their apostle the Aedis. We just take a quick count of the number that we have here, because this will be important later on in the Gemara. So Achiv is 1, Achi Oviv is 2, Achi Imoy is 3, Baal Achoisi is 4, Baal Achoisi Oviv is 5, Baal Achoisi Imoy is 6, Baal Imoy is 7, Chomov is 8, Gisoy is 9. So remember that, Rabbi Yisai, 9 categories of people or 9 individuals that are considered to be Kroivim. And even a Vach Blas Neim. And then finally, there's a tenth, and that's Chorgoy. Chorgoy is a stepson. In other words, a person marries a wife, and that wife already has a son from before, so it's a stepson. But here is Chorgoy Levadai. In other words, if that Chorgoy Mitzchem gets married and has children and has sons-in-law, those are all mutter in terms of Tredus Eidus. They're not considered to be craven for our purposes. So therefore, there are altogether 10 enumerated in the Mishnah, 9 of whom have the name of Chasnayan. The 10th one, Chorge, just Chorge Levade, he is on his own. Fine. Now, we jump to the Gemara. How do we know all of these categories? Since the word, the Tanur Rabban, we learned in the Pasuk, Umsu Ovois Al Bonim. Don't go and Chas V'Sholem kill fathers because of their children. So, what is this Pasuk telling us? Imulamich Le Umsu Ovois Ba'avoin Bonim. Ubonim Ba'avoin Ovois. The Gemara left out the second half of the Pasuk. But if you continue on, l'yumso avois al banim, uvanim l'yumso al avois, don't go and give chas v'shalom misa because of the children, don't give misa to the children because of their avois. Ish v'chata yumaso, each person is going to have to deal with his own sins, not the sins of his fathers, and not the sins of his sons. So zokim amat abolayim, im l'alam, if it's come to teish, l'yumso avois ba'avoin banim, that the banim sinned, and the fathers will not die as a result. That's the end of the pasuk. Each one in his own chate. That we're not going to go and kill ovois based on the bad testimony of their sons. Testimonies of the sons saying about the father was a machal Shabbos, the father was a reitzeach, the father did whatever avera that causes him to be chayav misa. Lo yumso avos be'edus banim, uba'odim lo yumso al avos be'edus avos. And don't go and kill children because of the edus given by the fathers. Why not? Because the fathers and the sons are possible to go and say edus for one another, and that's the makor of our Mishnah, Elohein HaKroi.
Ben Sorer Morer, you can do that.
Ben Sorer, but that's not really edus. They are they may be a requirement. Frankly, there's going to be a whole parak of Benzer Demaira, but called Benzer Demaira. But there it's not so much of the parents are coming out. They are saying, now, whether you have to have separate Edom or not to go and kill him or not, we'll have to wait till we get to that parak. But even assuming you're right, so that's like all rules, an exception to the rule. But getting back to our Gemara now, our Gemara tells us that in our Mishnah, how do I know the din of Korva, father to son, son to father? Now, Parshat Pshat in the Gemara is talking about fathers can testify for sons and sons are for fathers. However, Rashi already points out, as we will see in the Gemara shortly on the Amud Aleph, we're not only including fathers and sons, we're also including uncles and nephews and uncles. What do I mean? Let's look at the Rashi all the way in the bottom, Lo Yumsu. First wide line all the way in the bottom of Rashi, Lo Yumsu. Shnei avois beidus banim. Notice it doesn't say leyumas av ala ben, uben ala av. It says avois and banim umbanim al avois. Aha. So leyumsu shnei avois beidus banim. Don't go and kill two fathers because of the edus of their sons. The al karchach. Hani shnei avois ba'achin kamishtoi. We're talking about not just two avois, father this and father that. We're talking about that they happen to be two brothers. Shein kroivim min hakoyim. We're not just talking about one father and his son. Then can we have a kardu avos? The chad ad, the chad av, the chad ben sagi. And so therefore, what this pasuk is coming to tell you is multiple avos, meaning two avos who happen to be brothers with one another. These two brothers should not go and say edus, not only on their own son, but also on the brother's son. And the same thing is, the sons shouldn't say edus about the two fathers, meaning not only their father, but also the father's brother. Because that's the import of the two aves and the two banim. This will all become clear, hopefully, in another moment. So now, turning to the top of the Amud Aleph, today's daf. Ashkechan aves lebanim ulbanim leaves. Now, what does that mean? So we'll see the top Rashi, who makes clear what we've just saying. Ashkechan aves lebanim. Reuven leben Shimwai. We're not talking about Reuven. Libnoi. That would be the classic Av Uben, right? Reuven to Ben Reuven. But that's what we're talking about. For that, it could have just simply said the pasuk Liyumas Av Aleben, Uben Ala Av. So therefore, since we're talking about two brothers and their two sons, so now we're doing uncle to nephew and nephew to uncle. It's therefore Ashkan Ovis Labanim. Reuven is not allowed to go and say Liyumasu. He cannot go and say, not that he cannot. He is possible to go and say Edis Laben Shimai to the son of his brother, in other words, his nephew, the Hainu Achi Ovid. Oh, so therefore, getting to our Mishnah, not only do we have the Ochiv, right? We're trying to go and bring a raya to all of the cases in our Mishnah. The Ochiv, I already know from the fact that we have the two Ovid. I think Mo's going to make that clear in another minute or two. But skipping the Ochiv now and going straight to the Achi Ovid, my Achi Ovid, meaning my uncle cannot say Edis for me, and I cannot go and say Edis for him, and that's what I learned from the Oves and the Bonim. Continuing on, Ubanim Oves and next Rashi, that's Ben Shimon L'Rishoyin, I'm sorry, L'Ruvain, I'm sorry, just do me a favor, each time, just go 5 or 10 seconds before the correction, okay? Ubanim Oves, Ben Shimon L'Ruvain, the Ben Shimon goes to Ruvain too, again to his uncle, the Hainu Ben Ochid. Aha, so therefore, we have now established uncle to nephew and nephew to uncle based on Ovis and Banim and Banim to Ovis. Says Rashi, because gain Ovis lahadodi and Chavada, the Ovis to each other. The children are just derivative of the fathers. So if you're not allowed to have the nephew being made for the uncle, then you cannot have the two Ovis, meaning the two brothers, because Madach, my brother's son, cannot be made against me. So certainly my brother can't be made against me. The imitu lehu mehaikra. And as a result, we now have the first two categories of our Mishnah, the Ochiv and the Achi Oviv, all from the words of Ovis al Banim and Banim al Ovis. So, getting back to the Iman. It's Ashkan Ovis al Banim, Banim al Ovis. Therefore, we've established now uncles and nephews cannot say Edis for one another. The Koshkin Ovis lahadodi. That's the Koshkin that Rashi just brought. If a nephew can't say for an uncle, certainly a brother can't say for his brother. So now, banim le banim inolan. How do we know now cousins, banim of these others? In other words, ben of this av and ben of that av, and the two others are brothers. So how do you know cousins mean Olan? Now, where do we see in our Mishnah cousins? Because in our Mishnah it starts off Achei Aviv Ubnayu Bneyim VeChasneyim. Right. So when I look at my uncle, that's my Achi Avi. So that's my uncle. His son is of course my cousin. So that's how we know the Bneyim and Chasneyim. Chasneyim, of course, is a Tzig Kimena. We'll talk about that shortly. But in the meantime, in terms of the Bani. So banim lebanim inon cousins in kein lichtav kra lo yumsu ovis al ben my banim dafilu banim ladadi. He could have said ovis al ben, that the uncle shouldn't say for the nephew, nephew for the uncle. Why does he say al banim banim ladadi even the cousins? Ashkem banim ladadi. So now I find cousins banim the alma minalan. That means until now we were talking about one cousin for another cousin, for that matter, an uncle for a nephew, nephew for an uncle. What happens if we put the two cousins together as edim for a particular transaction, under a chuppah, for instance, or on a document? Who says that you cannot go and take two? You can't have a cousin against a cousin. Okay, that we just said, liyum so always albanim. Fine, I understand that. But maybe two cousins could be witnesses together on the same document. And how do we know the two together against or for somebody else, a third party? It's a svar. What's a svar? It's like we learned in the price. You can't go and have Edom Zomim unless you are mazim both of them. If you have two Edom that appeared in court and said anything, for instance, they said, we saw this loan transaction take place on a Monday morning here at Rabbi Vorhen Shul right after the Daf Yomi, and then 2 days later, or a week later, or whatever, Edom come and say about one of those two Edom, Imanu Yisem, you were together with in Chicago, how could you go and say that you were here in the Shtibel Rabbi Vorhen on Monday morning? It's impossible. Okay, so he's now an Eid Zaymen. Would he now have the same fate as what he was trying to do vis-a-vis the original person in the litigation? And the answer is no, because both of them, just the fact that you say that one of them was in Chicago, he's now apostle, the Eidus, fine, he's apostle, but he doesn't have the din of Kasher Zomam Lasis Liochit. So in this case, when we were talking about a loan transaction, somebody was a loan for $100, they wanted to go and say that Shimon owes Reuven $100 because Reuven lent Shimon $100, so they wanted to take $100 away from Shimon. So if they are both Edom Zamamim, they are Kasher Zamam, and they have to go now pay $100 to Shimon. However, if only one of them is an Edom Zamamim, he's disqualified, no question. He said a sheker, he wasn't even there, but they do not have the din of Kasher Zamam to have to go and reimburse Shimon for what they wanted to do.
How is the partner of the Edom Zamamim innocent?
The other aid that was giving aid is the one that was in Chicago.
Is just as guilty because he's giving false testimony.
He didn't know about the other aid. Both Adam said
they testified together.
They testified together. This took place a year ago. A year ago in January of 2024, Reuven alleges that he gave a loan to Shimon. Now, the maturity date was a year later. And Reuven comes to him a year later and say, okay, it's January 2025, you got to pay me back $100. So Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. So Reuven says, I'm going to bring in two Edom. Two Edom come in the next morning, Yankel and Beryl. Yankel says that I remember clearly 100% that there was a $100 loan. Beryl says, I also remember clearly it was a $100 loan. Yankel and Beryl, do you remember being together with each other? Oh, not necessarily. I mean, there were about 100 people there in the shul. Everybody was davening and everybody was learning and this. So yeah, I don't really remember whether Beryl was in up there. Question. But Lamasa, both of them say that Reuven lent Shimon $100. Okay. So the Bezin goes and says, okay, the case is dismissed. The case is closed. We find in favor of Reuven against Shimon. And then guess what happens? Shimon hasn't paid a dime yet. He's willing to getting his money ready. And then in the meantime, two other Edom come into Bezdin a week later and say, guess what? One of those two Edom, between Yankel and Beryl, choose whichever one you want. Let's make it Beryl. Beryl was not here in New York that day. He was in Chicago. Okay, so the Bezdin says, okay, I'm very sorry. We have to now reopen the case, and we're going to throw out the Edom. Not that the two Edom are no good. One aid is no good. One aid is good. But Balpishtai made him Yakum Davar. I can't go and get Shimon to go and pay based on one aid. So therefore, one aid is will throw out, and one aid remains, and we do not have to wait. And Reuven, can you find another aid? Cannot find another aid. Okay, case dismissed, and Shimon doesn't have to pay a penny. Now, does Beryl have to go and pay Shimon because he caused Shimon to have to, the verdict was against him, that he has to go and pay? And the answer is no. Why not? Because Edom Nasim Zoyman, this din, he's a shakra, he is disqualified, clearly. But for din of Edom Zoman, that you have to kasha Zoman, go and pay Shimon for the damage that he wanted to cause Shimon, he's off the hook. Why? Actually, Zumish name, because both of them have to have been Edom Zoman. Since it's not, he doesn't have to go and pay. But he's a shakra. I'm sorry? No problem. Okay. Yeah, okay, no problem. Getting continuing. If you're going to go and say banim li alma is ksheirim, that normally when you have two brothers lamashal or two cousins lamashal, even though against each other they are kroivim and apostle. But if you're going to go and tell me like this havamin, remember the havamin in the Gemara is ashchen banim la adoni, banim li alma minal. How do we know that two cousins together are apostle to go and say edus against someone else? Says Yimar, misal kadaita banim li alma. If you're going to go and tell me that two cousins together are kosher to go and say edus about a third party, what's going to happen is one eid zoimim could be killed because of the edus of his brother. What do we mean could be killed? We made a simple situation where the two edim were talking about a loan transaction. But what happens if the two edim are coming to say chas v'sholom legabe a ritzicha, that chas v'sholom someone killed somebody else? Or visa, where they're going to say that this person was mechal Shabbos b'meizit. Anything that the person that is being nidoin in the bezin would chas v'sholom get visa. So what's the din? Kasher zamam, that if you have two edim, both of whom were edim zamamim, and they said yes, the Reuven killed Shimon, or Reuven was mechal Shabbos with hasro and the whole 9 yards gizantai. So in the normal circumstances, we go and kill Reuven. Because it turns out that these two Edom, if they're both Edom Zomimim, then both of them are going to go and get Misa. Kasha Zomim Vasis Liyachim. Right? So far, so good. So Zokti Gemara, but what happens if only one of them was in Chicago and not the other one? Then they would not get Misa, because that's to be Edom Nasim Zomim, Achizum Mishneim. Ah, so therefore, if we're going to allow the two cousins to testify together, and they're both going to turn out to be Edom Zoymim, you know why each one is going to be Nerag. Partially because his brother, or in this case really his cousin, is going and saying, contributing to this. Because without his brother or his cousin also being an Edom Zoymim, he'd be off the hook. So in a sense, it's his brother or his cousin. I don't know why they more use Edom Zoymim, because really when it says Banim to Banim, it really means cousins. Okay, Nishkanaf Kimina. But the point is, contributing to the Misa of either Eid Zoyman is his co-Eid Zoyman. Yeah. And if you're going to go and say that two brothers or two cousins can be made for somebody else, oy vavoy, what we're talking about then is a situation where each one of them, if they're both found to be Eidim Zoyman, they're both going to get Misa because, at least partially because, of the Eidus of his brother, or the Eidus of his cousin.
But it's derivative Eidus, it's not direct Eidus that the brother...
That's what Gemara's kasha. But in the meantime, that's what the Gemara says, and that's the reason why, just like cousin can't go and be made for a cousin, two cousins together are by definition partially also being made for their brother or for their cousin, because if they're not, then there wouldn't be a din of Eidim Zamim. It's only because of both together, so each one is contributing to the other person's chas v'sholom premature death. So it's as if they are being made for the other. Rava says, I think that's a little bit attenuated. It's in English, they would say it's a little far-fetched. Why? Let me show you. Mishnah Cheskes Abatim. How did it now? Learn back above Abbas. What is this all about? You have a person who bought a piece of property. He doesn't want to hold on to his shtar for more than 3 years. So what does he do? He makes sure that he has 3 years of chazaka. So how does he have 3 years of chazaka? He has, next door he has shcheinim. Those shcheinim happen to be, l'moshel, three separate brothers. And then there's also a stranger. So what does he do? He has, for all 3 years, instead of just having two edim straight for all 3 years, he has two edim for 1 year, two edim for another year, two edim for another year. Who are the two edim for each year? Ach, number one, let's go and take Reuven, Shimon, and Levi from the Shifteka. Reuven and Beryl were for year number one. The second year was Shimon and Beryl for year number two. Third year was Levi and Beryl for year number three. So I now have Shloisha Achim, right? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They are all being mitzaref together to go and certify and confirm that this fellow who bought this property, in fact, owns this property because he's been here for 3 years. So three separate edus. What the Mishnah means to say is, don't think that it's possibly edus because we have three brothers, because the three brothers are not being made.
It's compartmentalized.
Very good, compartmentalized. They're not being made on the same year. Reuven is being made for year number one, Shimon year number two, Levi year number three, and never the twain shall meet. Reuven is not talking about Levi's year, Levi is not talking about Reuven's year. So therefore, each one is a separate edus, so we don't have a problem of kroivim going and being made together. However, in edus achas lehazama, what does that mean? Edus achas lehazama. What happens if it turns out at the end that the other person who is challenging the ownership of this property and says, all of these edim, they are worthless. Why they're worthless? Because I will bring two edim that none of these guys were here. All these three brothers, together with that fremda, the echad, and that stranger, guess what? All of them were in Chicago for the last 3 years, or at least sizable portions of the year, and therefore they could never be made that he, this Shimon fellow, wherever it was, was here. He was a real resident and owner. He was just a squatter. Yeah, they came from time to time. But for purpose of Chesed Abbatim, you have to have every day, 24 hours a day. How do you know 24 hours a day? We discussed that back in Bava Basra. But the point of all of this is, says the Gemara, that they're Edus Achaz La'azoma. What means Edus Achaz La'azoma? If it turns out that all of them are falch, all of them are Edim Zalimim, so then all four together, even though in terms of the initial Edus, they were three separate Katim of Edus, three separate Kitois of Edim, you say compartmentalized. You had year one, Edom, two, and three, all separate. And that's why it was kosher Edus. It was not Reuven and Shimon together. But nevertheless, if they all conspired together to cause Reuven to lose his property in favor of Shimon by saying that Shimon has been there for the last 3 years, they're all going to have to go and pay to Reuven. Ooh, they're all going to have to pay to Reuven. Edus achas lazoma. Nimtze eid zoymen mishalem mamen beedus achit. What is happening is exactly what Rami Bar Chama said, where we cannot allow that. Each one is contributing to the fact that each other one of these four is going to have to go and pay. Because if any one of them was not an Eid Zoymim, then the other remaining three would not be Eidim Zoymim. Like the Gemara said, Ein Eidim Nasamachi Zumu Shneim. And here we have a case where each one is contributing towards the Hazama status of his brother or his cousin or whatever, he took a brother's. So, Ibazai, so you see that that is not a problem and that is not a riot. Stimura asks, Ashkan Banam Ladodi, Banam Li Alma Minol, and how do I know the Banam Li Alma that is prohibited? So, you wanted to go and say, I'll bring a riot from Adam Zaymim. The riot is faulty because we see that, in fact, Edom Zomim, they all could contribute together. They're all contributing to the status of Azama of all of their fellow brothers. And that's not a problem. So you see that that is not a good raya to our question, to our quest. What is the makor that Bonim Li Alma are prohibited? Or at least they're possible. So tomorrow, just to finish off this thought, Azama Li Alma Kasi. Azama, this is like what Barry was saying 10 minutes ago. This is not direct. This is indirect. Me al-Makasi. It's not that brother is testifying for brother. It's just the fact that the two brothers are together. And the Hilchas Hazama work in such a way that they're all zomim together. But it's not that one is saying a testament about the other. So therefore, this has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Hachanami Hazama al-Makasi. The same thing applies to the case of the Mechal Shabbos or the Hariga, the Ritzicha. Hazom Yalma, the fact that they become Edom Zomim, and that comes from elsewhere. It's not that they are testifying for one another. Allah says, I'll tell you the raya that cousins cannot get together, brothers cannot get together to go and be made for someone else. Because him came lichtuv kra, who ben al avoyth, inami hein al avoyth. In other words, again, going back to the same pasuk, it says in the pasuk, liyumsu avoyth al banim, uvanim liyumsu al avoyth. The Zot Yimara, the pasuk could have said, lichtuv kra, uben al avoyth. The second part, liyumsu avoyth al banim, stop. Now the second thought, uben liyumsu al avoyth. Or inami heim al avais. We referred to the banim before. Don't repeat the word banim, but say the word now heim al avais. Or my u banim. After the banim li alma, the pasuk has come to tell you not only when they are acting in a korev capacity vis-a-vis one another, but even if it's against a third party who's unrelated to them, that the two banim together. By the fact it says banim plural instead of ben singular. Comes to tell you that sometimes the banim will be together as the edim, and that's also prohibited vis-a-vis a third party. Ashken krevi ab, krevi ein minolin. Until now we were only talking about krevim from the father. How do we know krevim from the ein? As we know from back from Yesh Nochlin, mishpachas av kruyim mishpacha, ein mishpachas ein kruyim mishpacha. So that being the case, how do you know all of the krevi ein that we have in our Mishnah? She said, which krevi aim do we have in the Mishnah? We have the mashal achei imoy, the uncle that happened to, that is the brother of my mother. If you say mishpacha se'em lekruya mishpacha, so then that uncle is also lechor not mishpacha. And you have a bunch of other cases as well about achei imoy, bal imoy. So how do you know krevi aim? You know them? Amakor says in the pasuk, ovois, ovois trei zimni. Says layum so ovois albanim. Why is the ovois repeated twice? Meaning in the krevi av, and in the krevi aim, that krevi aim are also included in this din of psul korva. Ashchan lechoiva leschus minol. The pasuk begins leyumsu ovois albanim. So therefore, one korev cannot go and testify lemisa. Here, lemisa is lav davki, means in a negative way, which would adversely affect his korev. His uncle, his nephew, his son, his father, etc. All of these cases are all the chayv liyumsim. L'schus minon. How do we know that you cannot have a korev testify on behalf of his brother, his cousin, his uncle, his nephew? Amakra yumsu yumsu trezimni. It says in the pasuk liyumsu always ubanim ubanim liyumsu al always. The fact that it says yumsu twice, it may mean lechayv it's an inyan l'schus. Ashchem din nefashis. This whole pasuk focuses on misa liyumsu. Misa obviously is dinin nefashis, but dinin mamonis. We know, and how do we know? But dinin mamonis, the same thing applies. That kroivim apostle, the edus amakra mishpat echad yilachem mishpat ashav lachem. One mishpat, one rule of jurisprudence affects or applies across the board. With this, we go and take a temporary break, and we breathe a little bit, and now we get into what becomes a little bit more complicated, if you will, a little bit more challenging. Omer Rav, Achi Abba lo yo'id li, hu ubenoi v'chosnoi, afani lo yo'id loy amni ubeni v'chosni. Getting back to our mission, let's look at the mission just for a short moment. Ve'eleh hin ha'krovim. These are the krovim to me, right? I'm reading the Mishnah. Any one of us is a me. So I'm just talking about me, but same thing applies to all of you. Ve'eleh hin ha'krovim. All of these people are craven to me, and therefore I cannot go and say Eidus for them, and they cannot say Eidus for me. So who are these craven? I cannot go and say Eidus for my achiv, for my brother. I can't say for my achay achiv, for my uncle. And vice versa. They cannot say for me. But then the Mishnah continues on. Hein, they, ubneyan, and their sons, v'chasneyan, and their eidemis, their sons-in-law. You don't need to talk about sons-in-law, we'll talk about that later. But in the meantime, we talk about hein uvenei. So therefore, I cannot go and say eidus for my brother, or for the hein uvenei. In turn, they cannot go and say for me. Who can they not say? My brother and his son, they cannot go and say eidus for me. Now, what Rav is doing is, Rav is extending this beyond the four corners of our Mishnah. What he's saying is, not only can I not say eidus for my brother, or for his son. My brother cannot go and say Eidus for me, or my brother and my brother's son cannot go and say Eidus for me. We're extending it to go and say, I cannot go and say Edus for my brother or his son, and my brother or his son cannot go and say Edus for me or for my son. That already doesn't say in the Mishnah, just as it can't go and say for me. I'm looking at the Mishnah, I cannot go and say Edus for my ach and for his son and for his aid. In turn, now we're doing the reverse, the inverse, that the brother and his son and his chassan cannot go and say Edus for me. But it doesn't say he can't go and say Edus for my son or for my Edom. That's what Rav is Moisif. Omer Rav. Back to our Gemara. Achi Abba is my uncle. Lo Yod Li, he cannot go and say Edus for me. Who? Him. Ubenoi and his son. Bechosnoi and his son-in-law. That's so far fine as far as the Mishnah goes. But now Rav adds, Afani, lo Yod Loi, Ani, Ubeni, Bechosni. Not only am I prohibited to go and say Edus against him, but it's also Bnei B'chosni. So therefore we're now saying the Bnei B'chosni goes in both directions.
I'm sorry, what is Rav adding?
First cousins.
From back and forth.
Okay. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Achiv and Achi Aviv. Let's just focus on Achi Aviv. Right?
Yeah.
What's an Achi Aviv? That's an uncle.
Yes.
Okay, that uncle is prohibited to go and say Edus for me. My uncle cannot go and say Edus for me.
For me, like against me?
Yeah.
For you.
In any way, shape, or form,
against you. I cannot imagine anybody would say any Edus against you because you are the purest person that I know.
I'm just talking in general terms.
Yeah, of course. Other people, third party. Yes. Yeah. Okay, but now try to apply it to yourself, because each person looks at the Mishnah, he's now saying, who are my Kroyim? Not interested in your uncle's Kroyden, my Beryl's Kroyden, interested in my Kroyden.
Right.
So the Mishnah is saying, Hey Lahena Kroyden, my uncle cannot go and say Edus for me. Not only can my uncle not say Edus for me, but my uncle and his son-in-law cannot say Edus for me.
Okay.
And therefore, my cousins cannot say Edus for me.
Mm-hmm.
So far, so good?
Yep.
Good. What about to my children? Can they go and say Edus on behalf of my kids? My uncle... Now, as far as my kid is concerned, that's already not just a nephew, that's a great nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And could the uncle go and say about my son? That our Mishnah does not address. Our Mishnah is only addressing about me, that I cannot go and say Edus for my uncle and for my uncle's son or son-in-law, which would be my cousin, that I'm not allowed to. And now the reverse is that my uncle cannot go and say, my uncle and my cousins cannot go and say for me. But it doesn't say anything about my children.
Got it.
So that's what Rav is adding. Achi Abba lo yod li, hu ubenoi v'chosnoi. Now that says in the Mishnah, I cannot say Edus for them, they cannot say Edus for me. Afani lo yod loy, I will not be made for him, ani ubeni v'chosnoi. And therefore what we're doing is now, we're saying is that my son cannot go and say Edus for my uncle, which for him would be a great uncle. V'amai. You're now adding a new dimension or a new level of kurvishaft, of relationships, which don't say in the Mishnah. Now these terms of shlishi barishoin may sound a little bit foreign, because we're not used to talking in these terms, but they're really very, very straightforward. And that is, when you're talking about uncles, so think about uncle and his brother. Right? I'm sure all of you have uncles or aunts or something like that. So if not, just conjure up a person in life that has an uncle. So that uncle, together with that person's father, Lamashal, those are the first generation, those are the Rishai. Now, each one of them has children, in our case. So those children are both sons as well as nephews of each one, and they're also cousins. So that's considered to be Dor Sheni. That's the same, second Dor. Their children, in turn, which are the grandchildren, the great-nephews, those are going to be called Shlishi. Okay. So therefore, says the Gemara, if you're saying that my uncle cannot go and say Edus for my child, so then it's an uncle saying, not for me, I'm the nephew, but it's talking about for my child, that's already now a Shlishi Barishon, or Rishon B'Shlishi, depending whichever way you look at it. Meaning, the first generation is my uncle, I am now generation number two, my kid is generation number three. So if my son cannot go and say Eidus for my uncle, so then he is a Shlishi Berishai, or the other way around. If my uncle cannot go and say Eidus for my son, then that is a Rishon B'Shlishi. Says the Gemara, that is something that Rav is adding to our Mishnah. Vanan, in our Mishnah we only had Sheni B'Sheni tonight. What was the Sheni B'Sheni? It said that I cannot go and say Eidus for my uncle or for his son, which is my cousin. That's a Sheni B'Sheni. And the same thing is my uncle and my cousin can't say Eidus for me. So that we have. That's tonight. We also have Sheni Berishon tonight, that I cannot go and say Eidus for my uncle, and the uncle cannot say Eidus for me, so that's a Sheni Berishon, right? The uncle is the first generation. The nephew is now second generation, so I cannot say for him, he can't say for that's fine. But Shlishi Berishon like tonight. But to extend it one more generation, that my uncle cannot go and say for my son, that doesn't say in the Mishnah, or that my son cannot say for the uncle, doesn't say in the Mishnah. So therefore, Reiti Mara, where does Rav take this from? Says Gemara, I'll tell you, my chosnoi diktoni b'masisim. When it says in the Mishnah, the word chosnoi, it means chasan benoi. What does that mean, chasan benoi? So again, let's take a quick look at the Mishnah. It says, ve'eleh hinakroivim ochid yachei oviv. So let's just focus on Achi Oviv. Skip two lines. Hein uvenayim v'chasneim. So until now we assume the Achi Oviv, that's my uncle, and my uncle has children. He has both boys and girls. The boys are the Benayim, and the girls are married to Chasneim, to the Edomis. As far as I am concerned, my uncle's sons and daughters and Edoms are all my cousins. That's what we said until now was the Sheni B'Sheni. Now the Gemara says, no. The Chasneyan is not modifying my uncle, the Chasneyan is modifying my Benayan, the Benayan in the Mishnah. So therefore what we're talking about is really three generations in the Mishnah. We're talking about the Achei Oviv, which is my uncle. Then he is prohibited to say for me, I'm prohibited to say for him. Ubenayan and his children are prohibited to say for me, if I for them, and that's my cousins. And the Bonim, if they have in turn children, they have Chasneyan, they have a son-in-law, also that's already the next generation. And therefore, I'm not allowed to go and say for that generation. So that generation is already the Shlishi generation. The Achi Oviv was the first generation. The Bnei and my cousins, that's the second generation. For Chasneyan, that's already the Edoms of my son. That's already third generation. Okay. Says the Gemara, my Chosin Tan Basisim, Chasan Benoi. Now, this really doesn't answer the question 100%, says Rashi, because all I see from the Chasan Benoi, that he cannot go and say Eidus about me. And so therefore we have now is a Shlishi B'Sheni situation, right? Because we're not talking yet about my kids. We're just looking at the Mishnah. I am now going to say Eidus for these people, they're now going to say Eidus for me. So until now we understood the Mishnah means that I cannot go and say Eidus for my uncle. So that was Sheni Berisha. I cannot go and say for my uncle's children. That's a Sheni B'Sheni. Now we're adding my uncle's grandchildren. So that's now a Sheni B'Shlishi, or Shlishi B'Sheni. We still haven't gotten the Shlishi B'Rishai. Rashi already points this out. Rashi says we're going to discuss this later on in the Gemara. See, if you look at the Rashi, my Chosnei D'Toni Masnisen, right, everybody have that, it's about two lines later, lower than where we are in the Gemara. My Chosnei D'Toni Masnisen, Achi Ovid, that's my uncle, Ubenoi, and Chosnei. So until now we learn Chosnei means a Benoi and Chosnei, that's the son, and the son-in-law of my uncle, those are my cousins. Now, no. Hi Chosnei the Masisin, Abenoi Koi, that's already talking about the Ben's son-in-law. Oh, so therefore we're talking about three generations in our Mishnah. We have the Achei Oviv, which is the uncle. We have Benoi, which is the cousin. And now we have Chosnei, which is his son-in-law, Tavishlishi. Hi Chosin, that Chosin is now a Shlishi. Well, the Kamen Parich in Cain have a Shlishi B'Sheni, because it still doesn't say my son in the Mishnah. It only talks about my uncle and his son and his grandson, the Tzigi Kim and a grandson that ate them. They're all Osir to me, and I'm all Osir to them. So I'm not allowed to go and say for I'm the Sheni. I can't say Sheni B'Rishon. I can't say Sheni B'Sheni. I can't have Sheni B'Shlishi. But we still haven't found out this Shlishi B'Rishon. That's what Rashi is pointing out. Kamen Parich. We still haven't answered the kasha. Where does Rav take the Shlishi B'Rishon from? Okay, put that on the side. But in the meantime, when it says the Mishnah Chosin, it doesn't mean the Chosin of my uncle. It means the Chosin of my cousin. Frank Timura, if they point to the Mishnah to add on one more generation, wouldn't it have been simpler to go and say, Eilin HaKroim, Achi Oviv, b'neihen u b'nei b'neihen. Why are we throwing this chosnayan? That just throws in a wild card, makes us a little bit.
We don't know what it's modifying.
Oh, so you have listening ben benoi. And the Mishnah wanted to go and throw in a freebie and give you a little discount. And he says the Baal ke ishtoi, that a Baal is just like the Isha. And so therefore, yes, we could have said ben benoi, but we're adding chasan benoi to give us a new additional chidush. That he's also prohibited or possible.
He's only through
he's only he's only exactly
marriage.
Through marriage and not through blood. Okay, very good. Now, for Eitimara, but based on this new reading of the Mishnah, we've got a big problem. Velhadatani Rabchia in a brisa wrote that there's shmoina ovois, there are eight ovois altogether. So Rashi immediately points out, remember when we learned the Mishnah, we said that there were nine initially, and Chorgai was a tenth, but Chorgai was different than all the others, because all the first nine were Heinu, B'nei V'chasnein, and Chorgai was number 10, was only Levada. But we certainly don't have eight. So that's the one who's going to talk about that on the Amid Beis. How does Reb Chiya get a chedron of eight? Lechor, at least nine or ten ovois. Anyway, so Reb Chiya says, Shemoina ovois, Shein Esrim the Arba. That's eight, which if you multiply it by three, it's really 24. What do you mean it's really 24? Because the way we learned in our Mishnah initially, I have Lemoshel Achi Ov, my uncle, and I have Benoi, that's his son, and his Aden. Also, I have, therefore, eight times three. It's not each one of them alone. Achiv and Achiv. It's Achiv u'bnei v'chasnein. Achiv u'bnei v'chasnein. Okay, so each time you have to go multiply it by three, and that's how you get a chesed of 24. So far, so good. But frankly, more based on what we just said, Hani plus and v'tarfenav, it really should be considered to be 32. Well, how do you get a chesed of 32? Because when it says in the Mishnah now, Achiv and Benoi, that's already, of course, two. Then Chasan, we're saying Chasan Benoi, but then we said Besan Chasan Benoi, it's really Ulz Ben Benoi. And all we did by saying Chasan Benoi is to just give us a freebie, a new halacha that we might not have known the Baal Ki Ishtoi. Also, therefore, we really have in our Mishnah,
four.
Not expressly, but at least implicitly, we got four. How do we get the four? Look at the Rashi now. The Tlosin Vitartin, it's two Rashis after the Rashi we had before. Tlosin Vitartin. So it's parallel to the first wide line of the Gemara. Yeah. 32. Ches Avoitz, Ches Bonim, Ches Chasanim, and the Ches B'nei Bonim. So therefore you have altogether L'chayra 32.
Yeah, I've got the Ika. I'll go to 40. You can add another eight.
Very good. I've got the Ika Su Ches Chasanim. You could theoretically add another eight. How could you add another eight? Because Rashi says you have eight Avoitz, that's the uncles, right? The Ches Bonim, their sons. Now, the Ches Chasanim, now, according to our new Gemara, is the Edomis of the sons, but we could have said, like we thought our Mishnah does say, Ches Banim v'Ches Chasanim, and now Ches Chasanim of the Banim, and Ches B'nei Banim of the Banim. So why didn't we go and throw that in as well? Why does he only say 32? I have the Chayra of 40, the original Avos, the original uncle stage. He has eight sons, and he has, each one of them, he has a son, and he has a daughter, and that daughter is married, so he has now Bonim and Chasanim. And now the Bonim in turn have the Zir Chasim and their B'nai Bonim. Of course, you could even continue on beyond that and say the Chasim also has his Bonim and B'nai Bonim. Maybe they would be prohibited, maybe they wouldn't be prohibited. But anyway, the point of Rashi is, the Chayr, we should say 40 altogether. Rashi doesn't say the term 40, but if you look at the third Toises from the top, plus an Atarat and have it, Hodlik Omar Boyan have Haim Ubnaim Vachasnaim Vachasan Bnaim Ubnai Bnaim. Right? So you have the original Haim, that's the uncle, Ubnaim Vachasnaim, his Ben and his Chasan, Vachasan Bnaim Ubnai Bnaim, and his children's Chasanim and Bnei Banim. And then we'd have 40. Shumlik Tanilu Behajim Masnisan. Doesn't say Beferish, it's only we're just saying it's implicit. Inami Shem Chasis Chadu, and that's the same that Rashi Ulta says, Chasanim, 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 they're all Chasnus. In other words, these are all Tzigi Kimina, new by marriage and not by blood. And therefore, that's why Reb Chiya makes it simple, so to speak, and says 32. But he doesn't say 32, he says 24. And the Chayr, according to what we're doing now, that we're adding one more generation, then it should be 32.
According to this last week, also Banim, Shem Banim Chadu. Same way by Chasan, Shem Chadu. Also.
Very good, Mandy.
Okay. Maybe this Banim and B'nai Banim, so that's already a slightly different term. This would be Chasanim and Chasan Chasanim. Question. Okay. So, a good to our. But bottom line is, the Gemara says, therefore I fall away from my pshat. Eli oilum chosnei mamish. We're really going to go back to the chosnei. In other words, it was not chasan benoi, but it was chasan the achei of it. The way we understood it initially, the uncle, together with his son, and together with his own eidim.
So are we counting what Rav added or not?
I'm sorry, once again.
Are we taking into account what Rav added or not?
At the moment we're not discussing Rav, at the moment only discussing Rav Chiya. We're going to get back to Rav momentarily. In the meantime, we're saying that according to Rav Chiya, now that we have reinterpreted our Mishnah, that Chosan doesn't mean the son-in-law of my uncle, which is my cousin, but rather it's the son-in-law of my cousin, well, if that's the case, then we should not be talking about 3 times 8, we should be talking about 4 times 8. So Zimari, you got a good point. Eli Oilam Chosni Mamish. We're going to learn the initial pshat that we learned initially, and that is the uncle together with his son and together with his son-in-law. But didn't we, the Gemara, just say a moment ago, for my curly Chasan Benoi, how did we give him a title of Chasan Benoi? Not Chasan Benoi. He's the Chasan of the uncle, not the Chasan Benoi. So the Gemara came to me, Al-Makasi, since he is only a relative by marriage, he comes from outside, Kedoyer Acher Domi. Therefore, he's considered to be like a Dor Acher. So in other words, getting back to our Mishnah, we have the Achiyov, which is the uncle. That's also to me, that's Rishon B'Sheini. Then we have his son, which is Asheni B'Sheini, right? It's my cousin. Now, you and I would say Chosneim are also cousins, Sheini B'Sheini. But since Chosneim is an outsider who has come into the marriage, in Yiddish HaTzigikimener, we deem him to be one step further removed, and therefore he's not considered to be Asheni B'Sheini. He's now Asheni B'Shlishi, vis-a-vis me. I look upon my cousin's son-in-law, not my cousin's son-in-law. I look upon my cousin, who is a son-in-law of my uncle, as being, this is not a natural cousin, this is a naturalized cousin.
He's married to my female cousin.
Right, married to my female cousin, right? So even though you and I would say that's a Sheni B'Sheni, no, because it happens to be from the outside, it's attenuated, it's considered to be a Sheni B'Shlishi. Freiti Mara, Ihochi Havli Shlishi B'Sheni, V'Rav Achshe Shlishi B'Sheni. Once you tell me that's a Shlishi B'Sheni situation, even though Rav says a Shlishi B'Rishoyim is no good, but he says a Shlishi B'Sheni is good. To me, it's a little bit ironic, because a Shlishi B'Sheni happened to be closer in terms of age, in terms of level, and Shlishi B'Rishoyim happened to be further away. But the Gemara says that Rav is Machshe Shlishi B'Sheni, but when it comes to Shlishi B'Rishoyim, he says that's Aser. Now, what would be the svara over here? Because the Shlishi B'Rishoyin, the as you use the term frequently, Sheini is the derivative of the Rishoyin. There wouldn't be a Sheini if there wouldn't have been a Rishoyin. So Rishoyin is really Rock of Gibraltar of the family. The Sheini is only the derivative, is only the child. So the Gemara says, Shlishi B'Sheini, Nishkeferach. But Shlishi B'Rishoyin, oh, that's it. Now he's going to the ultimate, the Zayd over here, the ultimate uncle over here. So the Shlishi B'Rishoyin is Osir. And the Shlishi B'Sheini says Rav is Mutter. If you're telling me Pshat in the Mishnah that we deem the Chosan, the son-in-law of the uncle, as being like a Shlishi, okay, that's a Shlishi B'Sheini situation, because we're talking vis-a-vis me. I'm looking at this Mishnah, and I'm looking at my uncle's son-in-law, which is really my cousin, but I'm calling him a Shlishi, so Shlishi B'Sheini. And Rav says Shlishi B'Sheini is good. And you're telling me the whole Makar of Rav is from our Mishnah, and the way he restructures it, and he re-understands it, reinterprets it. No, it's still not a Shlishi, but it's a Shlishi B'Sheini. Rav says Shlishi B'Sheini is good. El Rav Yomikir Blazer. Rav is really not focusing on our Mishnah. He's focusing on a Braisa. Oh, what's a Braisa? It's a sign of your Blazer. Kishen, Shachi Abba, Lo Yod Li, Hu, Ubenoi V'Chosnoi. That's the same as our Mishnah so far. Just like it says in the Mishnah, I am usher to my, to say Aedis, I'm possible to say Aedis, to my Achi Abba, to my uncle, and to him, to his son, and to his Aedim. They, in turn, are usher to go and say, to me. Now Rav Blazer adds, Kach ben Och, ben Achi Abba, lo yod li, hu, ubenoi, v'chosnoi. Same thing now applies. The ben Achi Abba, this is Rav Blazer now adding, it's not only Achi Abba, but the ben Achi Abba, which is my cousin, lo yod li, he cannot go and say Aedis for me, who, he, that cousin, can say Aedis for me, ubenoi, and his son, v'chosnoi, and his son-in-law. Okay, so what do I see from this Rebbe Lazar? That we're talking about a sheni b'shlishi, or shlishi b'sheni. Right? Because all he's adding now is, not only my uncle cannot go and say edus for me, but also ben achi abba, my cousin, cannot say edus for me. Okay, that we knew already. It says achi abba ubenoi, that's fine. But now we're adding achi abba and his son and his edim cannot go and say edus for me. Now remember, I happen to be a sheni guy. I'm in the, because the achi abba, that's the rishon. I am the sheni, and now I'm saying is that the ben chi abba, which is my cousin, that's a sheni b'sheni, he cannot go and say edus for me, as well as for his son cannot say edus for me. His son is a shlishi, next generation. He cannot say edus for me. Oh, that's Rebbe Lazar. Frey Tamara Mazel Tov. V'kati havelei shlishi b'sheni. We're still only dealing with a shlishi b'sheni situation, and we have the Rav Asher shlishi b'sheni. And so therefore, what's going on? Rav agrees to him in one instance. What does he agree with? That it would be osur shlishi b'rishayim. But he argues in the b'chodah, he says, but shlishi b'sheini, I hold, is kosher. Since we haven't really found any makor from our Mishnah or from a Braisa, where does Rav take this from? This is what has been bothering Ariel for the last half hour. Where does Rav take this from, that a shlishi b'rishayim is osur? The Amakrat says in the Pasuk, Liyumsu oves al bonim, ubonim l'rabbeis doir acher. What does that mean? Notice the Pasuk says, Liyumsu oves al bonim, ubonim liyumsu al oves. Now normally, when the Baal Korah reads it, he does a short break afterwards. Liyumsu oves al bonim. Stop. Ubonim liyumsu al oves. That's another thought. In the Ishbechetu Yomas. In other words, this, you compartmentalize this Pasuk into three segments. However, the way Rav is darshaning, he puts the banim uvanim together. Layumza oves al banim uvanim. The oves, the uncle, should not go and say edus on the banim, on the cousins, and not ubanim, the children of the cousins, which is already the third door. Layumza oves, oves is the first generation, right? Those are the two. That's the uncle. He's not going to go and say on the banim, on his nephews. That's the banim of his brother. And ubanim, and their children in turn. The banim uvanim. Like the bnei banim. That's the rabbi's torah. That's already to include the next generation. So that's how you would know. Shlishi barishon or rishon bishlishi. Rabbi Lazar, al banim amarachmana, psuli di avais, shodi abanim. Notice it says in the pasuk, the yumsa avais, al banim, that Al goes to tell you whatever psul that there was vis-a-vis the first generation, throw it on to the next generation. Which means, just like the uncle cannot go and say edus for the nephew, so then the uncle cannot go and say edus for the, then the sons cannot go and say edus for the nephew, which means that would be a case of cousins. Or at least a shlishi b'sheini, that I cannot go and say for my cousins and for their children. That's only shlishi b'shein. But you don't know shlishi b'rishay. Rav says, since it says, ovois albanim uvanim, it really means like albanim uvnehem. So I cannot, the uncle cannot go and say for the nephews. He cannot go and say for the children of the nephews, which are already a shlishi. Oh, that's the dor acher. That's what Rav is saying. Shlishi b'rishay is prohibited based on the apostle. Rav Lazar says, no. We're not going to extend it any further. We're just going to say that the same isurim that apply, not Isurim, same Psul, Edis, that applies to the uncle, that is going to be superimposed also on the bottom. That just like he cannot go and say for the nephew, also the nephew cannot go and say for his nephew, which would mean, in other words, the next generation. So that would be a Shlishi B'Sheini situation, and not the, if you look at the Rashi, four lines to the bottom, Rebbe Lazar, okay, let's go one Rashi before that. Four lines, five lines of the line. Vav l'rabbis b'nei banim, to psulim li ovois, to have a shlishi b'rishayim. It doesn't say in the pasuk b'nei banim, but the vav is mar b'nei banim. It says banim u banim, it's as if it says banim u b'nei banim. So that's a shlishi b'rishayim. Rebbe Lazar k'rav shvira lei de vav l'rabbis. I'm asking the vav is l'rabbis. V'dorish al banim, l'meim et kol, to psili li ovois, whatever is possible for the ovois, is possible of banim. Hilkach ki hecha the gimel barishin possible. You, Rav, are saying that gimel barishin is possible based on this ubanim. I say shlishi v'sheni nami possible, because whatever was possible to the Shlishi, to the Rishon, I'm now going to go and put this on the next, the on the bottom. I'm imposing this Psul Edus on the Sheni, on the Bonim, and I'm saying that my Psul, I, uncle, am not allowed to go and say Edus for my great nephew, like Rav just said. What did Rav say? Bonim, I can. Al banim ubnei banim, right? Banim ubnei banim. Says Reb Lozer, not only do I agree with that, I go and extend it one generation further. What's a generation? No, not one generation. I go and learn from this ulti shlishim b'sheni, because just like the uncle cannot go and say edus for the great, for the great nephew, so also the my son, which is generation number two, he also cannot go, or my nephew cannot go and say edus for the next generation, which would be a shlishi b'sheni, right? So that's how Reb Loza learns his drasha. But like the Gemara said a moment ago, but Rav is holds like him in one. So the kavasim b'chada and the shlishi b'rishay. Paling lebuchada, he disagrees with him. The gav and the shlishi b'sheni. Okay, so now, until now was, shall I say, fairly tough and fairly challenging. But this is now kid stuff compared to the next couple lines. But it's only, Barry, you're okay with everything so far?
I'm holding all my questions because I do have questions, but they. I don't want to tax you anymore.
We're now at greater, 56 minutes. We haven't finished.
For the greater good.
Dusty is long, and the people are
okay. Amr of Nachman. Now we're five lines from the bottom. Amr of Nachman. Achicha Moisi lo yoigli. Rav Nachman is putting on the table three new terms of kurvis that are ushered to go and say edus. Number one, achicha moisi lo yoigli. Number two, ben achicha moisi lo yoigli. Number three, ben achois chamoisi lo yoigli. What do these terms mean? Achois chamoisi, that would be my, you might call it an uncle. This is, person gets married, he has now a mother-in-law, and that mother-in-law has a brother. Clearly it's a brother, it's an uncle of his wife, but you can call it an uncle as far as he's concerned, too, right? It's he came an uncle, right? It's a brother of his mother-in-law. Lo yoigli, cannot say edus for me. As well as ben achicha moisi, that would already be a quote-unquote a cousin, that is the son of my new uncle. My mother-in-law has a brother, and my mother-in-law's brother has a son, so you can view that as a cousin to my wife, so I can't go and say edus for him, like he can't say edus for me. And ben achicha moisi, this is the same thing as ben achicha moisi, but instead of being the son of the brother of my mother-in-law, it's a son of a sister of my mother-in-law. All of these, loyardly, they cannot go and say, edus for me.
These are all his wife's cousins.
This is not a Hebrew.
It's his wife's uncle also. The first one is his wife's uncle.
Oh, right. Thank you. These are all his wife's blood relatives.
Right.
It's the same as before.
Right.
So it's just on the wife's side. It's on the wife's side.
It's through the wife.
Yeah, he want to take over? What you say is 100% right. So Bill tells us, this is all of a pashut. This is just the reverse, the inverse of what we had in our Mishnah. And in fact, that's what the Gemara tells us now. Thank you. But Tanatunu, we learned it in our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Baal Achoisai, that's case one. Baal Achois Ovin is case number two. Baal Achois Imo is case number three. Heinu v'neim v'chasneim, they and their children and their chasanim. Okay, so what we have to try to do is work out in our minds how these are the identical case, but the mirror image. Each one is going to be one and one, two and two, three and three. So we start again. Amram Nachman Achicham Boisi. I have a Shviger, and my Shviger has a brother, and he's not allowed to go and say, edus for me. I'm in a sense like a nephew, not a real nephew. I'm married to his niece, right?
Yes.
But, okay, but anyway, I'm like a nephew. So Achicham Boisi is not allowed to go and say, edus for me. Now, what am I? I am to be the son-in-law. If I'm looking now at the Achicham Boisi, I look at him as being like an uncle, right? My wife's uncle, my uncle. He looks at me as being like a nephew. How am I a nephew? Because I happen to be the chassan of his sister, right? This is my shviger. My shviger is a lady, and she has a brother. So that uncle looks upon my shviger as being his sister, and I am therefore the chassan of that sister. Oh, so the Tanatuna in our Mishnah says the baal achoisoi. Ignore the word baal just for a moment. Just look at the word achoisoi. The Achicha Moisi says, that's my Achoisi, that's your Shviger, that's my sister, Mechosneyan, and I happen to be the Chosin of that Achoisi. Right? Because how is he the brother of my Shviger? Because he says that my sister has a son-in-law, which is me. So therefore, this is just the reverse. You get a little bit confused because it adds the word Baal. The reason why it says Baal is because the only ones that can go and testify are only men and not ladies, except for Hilchei Siguna, which is not what we're talking about. So therefore, says the Gemara, there will be another raya that it's not that the parents are coming to Tardis Eidim by the Ben Tzair Amayra, because it says that the other, the Imai, both come. And the Imai is possible Eidim. So it's not else testimony, they're just bringing the child into Bezim. Presumably we need other Eidim, but we'll have to wait for the Perek Ben Tzair Amayra. But anyway, beginning back to our Gemara now. So, once again, Rav Nachman said, Achicha Moshe Leyoidli, my uncle, my new uncle, cannot testify for me. That's the brother of my Shviger, of my mother-in-law. So now, he cannot go and testify for me. And the reverse is also the same. I cannot go and testify for him. Now, what am I to him? I happen to be the chosen, I'm the son-in-law of his sister, and also of the Balachoyse, of his brother-in-law. The Baal is really not necessary for understanding the equation here. Yes, so everybody's more or less happy now.
It's not his niece that...
Well, the niece is not going to testify. So therefore, I'm referring to the nephew.
The niece's husband. The niece's husband is puzzled to the niece's uncle.
Right.
That's right. Exactly right. And that uncle, the niece's uncle, is also usher to me, which is the niece's husband. Right. So it goes both ways.
Right.
Niece's husband is usher to the uncle, and the uncle is usher to the niece's husband.
The blood relation goes through the wife, not directly man to man. It goes to the wife who's married to the blood relationship.
Or you can look at it as going through the chamoisi, through the mother-in-law. Okay. But either way. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. It's not straight chiddush then.
No, 100%. The Baal HaChoisi, 100%. Baal HaChoisi and Baal, that's the same for our purposes here. All we're trying to go and establish is, according to Rav Nachman, the Achi HaMoisi, my uncle, which is the brother of my Shvika, cannot testify for me, says the Gemara. Of course, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, Baal HaChoisi v'chosnehen. So the chosin, the son-in-law of the Baal HaChoisi, right? What's the son-in-law, ignoring the word Baal just for a moment, the son-in-law of the Achoisai, that son-in-law of the Achoisai is the uncle, which is the brother of the Shmigger, looks to me and says, you're the chosin of my Achoisi, of my sister. It all happens to be of my brother-in-law, but that's not the ikar for purposes of equating the two cases. So now, continuing on, the same thing, all we're doing now is going to push it one generation further, because the next case is really identical. Ben Ochi, Ben Achicha Moisi Leyoidli, the Ben Achicha Moisi, we start again with my Shviger. My Shviger has a brother. That brother has a son. It's really now my cousin, my wife's cousin. So Leyoidli is not allowed to go and say, it's for me. Says the Gemara, that we had that in the Mishnah. What does it say? Ubal Achois Aviv. So again, put aside Baal for a moment, because Reb Simcha told us very clearly the Baal Ki Ishtar, we already said that. So it's Achois Aviv and the Eidim and the son-in-law. Okay, so the son-in-law of the Achois Aviv. So now, again, my new cousin, which is my wife's cousin, looks upon me and says, you know what you are? You are the son-in-law of the sister of my father. Right? That's what my cousin is saying. My father has a sister, which is your Shviger, and you happen to be the son-in-law of that Shviger. So therefore, that the Ben Achi Chamoisi, the son of the brother of my Shviger, says to me, you know why I'm usher to you and you're usher to me? Because I happen to be the son of the Achois Aviv, of the sister of my father, son of my Achois Avi. You're the son-in-law of the sister of my father. Why? Because you look upon my aunt, my father's sister, as being your mother-in-law, which is true, and you're the son-in-law. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the sister of my father, and I am to be the cousin, the son. So once again, we're equating the case of the Ben Achicha Moisis to the Baal Achoisav. The next case is identical, because the next case we're not talking about the Ben Achois Chamoisi. The Shviga not only had a brother, she also happened to have a sister. And that sister also had a son. So that son is also a cousin of my wife. And that cousin says about me that I'm not allowed to go and say Eidus. Says Tanatuna, just a Chunzer Mishnah. Because it says, Baal Achois Imai. Putting aside the word, the Baal, the son says, Achois Imai, and V'chosan, you are the son-in-law of the sister of my mommy. Because we have two sisters, right? The Shviger and the sister of the Shviger. So I am to be the Adam of the Shviger. He happens to be the son of the sister of the Shviger. So therefore we're cousins, or cousins through the wife. And therefore you are now Asa to me and I'm Asa to you. So all Rav Nachman is saying is three cases. And the Gemara is saying the same thing it says in our Mishnah. Omer Rav Ashi. When I was in Ula's yeshiva, Iboilani asked us the following shaylas. Again, three cases. Achi chom of mahu, ben achi chom of mahu, ben achois chom of mahu. And Amalon, when we were all wondering, vuz venvi, then he saw, he says, state the Mishnah, all these three cases. So it's the same type of analysis that we just did with Rav Nachman, trying to find the inverse and trying to find whether it really stims or not. You like the word stims. So what's me achi chomav? Now we're not talking about the chamoise, now we're talking about the chomav of the shver, the brother of my shver. Brother of my shver is also like an uncle. It's uncle to my wife, it's uncle now my uncle. So what is he saying? Tanisho doshteitach in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Ochiv, the brother. Now what does the brother mean in this situation? That the ochiv and the Eidim, right? Ochiv and Ugechasneim. So I happen to be the well, thank you for staying so long, and thank you for your
unfortunately, city ordinances necessitate my motor vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. So, enjoy. So again, what is this case over here? Achi Chomav. Remember what Achi Chomav is.
I don't see you tomorrow. Good trip.
Thank you. Father-in-law's brother.
Father-in-law's brother. So we're talking about two brothers. Mm-hmm. One happens to be my father-in-law, and he has a brother. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Most people have fathers-in-law, have brothers. Fine. Though the father-in-law has a brother. So you have Achi Chomav. Those are two brothers, and I happen to be the son-in-law of my Chomav, and now the what's the din of my status vis-a-vis the Achi Chomav? He's also to go and say Eidus to me. Why is he also to say Eidus to me? Because I happen to be the son-in-law of the brother, of his brother. He's not allowed to go and say Eidus for his brother, and I'm the son-in-law of his brother. That's the Achi Chomav, right? We start off again. Achi Chomav Mao. The Achi Chomav is my uncle, my father-in-law's brother. Is he usher to me or not?
Absolutely.
He's usher to me. Why is he usher to me? Because it's the chosan of his brother. Just like it says that my father-in-law could not say Eidus for his brother. And the brother of the father-in-law couldn't say Eidus for my father-in-law, because they're brothers. So he's achiv. I'm now the chosan of his achiv. So looking at my uncle, the brother of my father-in-law, he says to me, he says, well, I cannot go and say Eidus for my brother, for the Chomav, and I can't say Eidus for you, because you have to be the chosan of the Chomav. Right? This is so far, so good. That's Achi Chomav. Now, Ben Achi Chomav, so we're doing this once again, we're just extending it one more generation, like we did before. So instead of talking about Achiv, we talk about Achi Aviv. Besides Achi Aviv, that my new cousin, the cousin really of my wife, she says to me, not she, he says to me, I cannot say Eidus for you, and I can't say Eidus for him. Why can't he say Eidus? He is my cousin, because he is the son of the brother of my Shver. Okay, so now starting off, the two, the father of the Shver and the Shver, are brothers. The son of that brother of the Shver, he is what the Mishnah says, Achi Aviv. That's the uncle. And he happens to be Benoi, and the son of that Achi.
He's a derivative of that soul.
Exactly. And finally, Ben Achois Imai Ma'u is again the same thing. It's not Achi Av, it's Achi Imai. Heinu v'nei v'chasnei. So you have the Achi Imai, is the brother of the. He says to me that your Shver is the brother of my mother, because he's the Ben Achois Chomav. And since he's my Shver, I'm the chosan of that Shver. So I'm the chosan of the Shver. He happens to be the son of the sister of the Shver. So therefore, just like he cannot go and say, it is for me, because he is the son of the sister of the Shver, I happen to be the son-in-law of the Shver, and therefore I look to him as being the son of the Achi Imai. That's the Achi Imai, the brother of the mother. So bottom line is, all of these are in reverse, and they all work out. Fine. From here, things lighten up a little bit. Rabbi Yisai, Rav Ikla Lemizbin Vili. Rav went to go and buy gvil is cloth, clothim, that means parchment. So they asked him, Maushi yoid odem bi eishes chargai. Can a person go and say edus about the wife of his stepson? Now, normally we would say, what's the shayla?
We said just the hargo, because he said the mishnah,
which we excluded hein uvenayin, not the hein. The vneyin bechasnei.
This is aishas.
So what did we hear already 10 minutes ago for Rav Simcha? Ishtoi Amri Baal ki Ishtoi. They're one and the same. The Pumbadisa Amri, they said the same thing, but Isha Kabbalah. Why there's a change of lush and Vesel Mish, but they're both saying the same thing. The wife is like the husband, husband's like the wife, they are inseparable, they're like one entity. So just like I can't go and say Edis for my Chargai, I can't go and say Edis for the Asia's Chargai. How do you know they're one and the same? Ervas achi avicha loy segale el ishta loy sikrav toydos chohi. Literally, if you learn the pasuk the way it's written, ervas achi avicha loy segale, you're not allowed to live with your uncle. Now, that would be a mishkav zocher iser. Right. We're not talking about the uncle. We're talking about el ishta loy sikrav. You're not allowed to go and marry or live with the wife of the uncle. You know why? She's toydos chohi, because that's your aunt. She's not my aunt. She's the wife of my uncle. Oh, but the Isha's doidahi. Why does the Pasuk call it doidahi?
Isha Kabbalah.
Well, Isha Kabbalah, a naturalized or a natural aunt is exactly the same. Whether it happens to be a blood relation or a marriage relation, it's the same. Right. It says in the Mishnah, Baal Imoy, hu ubenoy v'chosnay. Baal Imoy. What means Baal Imoy?
Stepfather.
I have a stepfather. I am also to him, and he's also to me. He, ubenoy, and his son. Okay, so now, how is that son related to me?
A stepbrother.
Okay, so it could be a stepbrother and it could be a real brother. How could it be a real brother? You have a Baal Imoy, and that Imoy brought in the Baal, right? It's my mother, my real mother. And the father passed away and she remarried, fine. So now she remarried now this Baal, and this Baal brings along his own Benoy, his own Ben. If he brings in a Ben to the marriage, and I happen to be the ben of the Imoy to the marriage, and we're not related at all. Right. So we're just stepbrothers. But what happens to this Baal Imoy after he...
They have a baby.
They have a baby.
It's a half-brother.
It's a half-brother, but it's a brother. So Zokti Yomara, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Who b'nai v'chasei? B'nai, hayna achim, z'l'chei's brother. Z'l'chei's brother. Z'l'chei's brother.
To the mother, right.
Amr Rebibir, mi'al l'nitzucha el'lachei ho'ach. It's talking about that it was a brother's brother. What means a brother's brother? That we're talking about... It's not, like we said before, it's not a real brother, it's just a stepbrother. How is it a stepbrother? Because I happen to be the son of the Imoy, and he happens to be the son of the Baal. Now what happens if eventually, so initially there's no relationship whatsoever, right? I'm the son of the mother, he's the son of the Baal. But eventually if the Baal and the Imoy have a child together, what's going to happen is, then that other fellow is going to be my brother's brother. He's not going to be my brother. Right. He's going to be my brother's brother. It's the masim with Rav.
From both sides. It's exactly what I'm thinking.
I know. Right? That's why I said it.
Right.
Anyway, and you didn't want to say it because you didn't want to disturb me.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so Amr Birmiya, Le'nitzucha, so if it was a real brother, then it's a real brother. I don't know what's the Chiddush. Amr Birmiya, Le'nitzucha, El'achiyach, it's a brother's brother. So even a brother's brother, the Gemara is saying, is Asr. How would be a brother's brother that... I am not related to my stepfather's son, right? To the shidduch.
No blood relation.
But if eventually mommy and daddy, if they have, it's my mother, together with the stepfather, live together and they have a child, so then that child, that middle child, is going to be both a half-brother to me and a half-brother to the other one. So that's the achiyach and that's the cheshvin of our Mishnah. Zokti mor, Rav Chizda ach sheba achiyach. Rav Chizda said, no achiyach, is in fact kosher, because after all, it's a brother's brother, like people say, a cousin's cousin. It's not my brother, it's my brother's brother. But it's not even a korbishav. This is not related to me at all. It's related to my brother, but not to me.
It's all in the family, but they're not.
All in the family, yeah. That's why Rav was able to go marry his sister. It wasn't his sister, it was his brother's sister, right? Whatever. So remember, Rav Yirmiyah was saying, Linisukat lachiyah. Rav Chizda is achshebeichiyach. So obviously, Rav Chizda is disagreeing with Rav Yirmiyah. So Amr Lei, so the children of the Talmidim of Rav Chizda said to him, "Leishmi lechahad Rav Yirmiyah, didn't you hear what Rav Yirmiyah said? That achiyach is pasul, it's a karev pasul edus. Amr Lei leishmi li, kolayim my leishmi li. Yeah, I heard it, but I finished basket. So tomorrow, say, if you're not maskim, so what's the case of the Mishnah which is asur? Ihachi haino achid. So we're going back to the original case of achid, right? That you said that we're not talking about achi or ach, right? Our brother's brother, but rather what we're talking about is a real ach, that the stepfather and the mother lived together and had a child. So that's now my real brother.
My half brother.
My half brother. So in the Mishnah, that's the first case of the crime is achid. So tomorrow, tana achim min ha'em uktani achim min. I'm sorry, achim min ha'av uktani achim min ha'em. Until now, we only spoke about half brothers or brothers because they have the same father. Now we're talking about that they have the same mother, because remember, this stepbrother, this guy that came in, he was not related to me at all. It's all from, I happen to be from my mother, and he is from his father. So there's no relationship. However, if the father and the mother, in other words, husband and wife, live together and they have a child, so that child is going to be my half-brother because we share the same mother. So you can have half-brothers from the mother, and that's the chiddush of this halacha achimene. Okay, new shikl. Amar of chizah, afi chosin vavi kala, me'idim zelzel. This is very simple. Avi chosin vavi kala is what we call today, in modern-day terminology, mechutanim. This is the father of the chusin, the father of the kala. They are allowed to go and say testimony about one and the other. Oh. They're not related. Look, are you going to tell me? There is a relationship. There's the son. Adana is a barrel, and achla is the cover on the top of the barrel. Both of them are necessary to go and close the barrel. But nobody will say that the magupa, that the cover is a barrel, or the barrel is the cover. They're different. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Why don't we go to the previous Rashi, talk to the Chutan. Avi chosav v'kala. Ben Reuven shenos bashimoy, right? Reuven and Shimon are not related. Yes, Reuven had a son. And Shimon had a daughter. They made a chasana. Lein niskav Reuven Shimon bekach. Ukshem lahod zeh alzeh. Bechol idiots. Lein minim bishmol benoy. Shin niskav Reuven the Shimon. Nifso Reuven Shimon. We don't say that there's some sort of relationship. Then we'll chutan him, but that's it. Lei dom Reuven v'shim ladon. El ki ach ledana ki megupa, that's the
cover
to a barrel. Shin adam lechavis. I mean, it's necessary. For a chus and kallah to get married, you have to have parents in, I mean,
mechutanim. He has a joke about mechutanim, right?
Let's say it's wanted, not wanted.
It's like an esrog. Before you buy an esrog, you look at it everything this way and that way, and it's
stretch it. And
for 7 days you hold it, and after you make comfort out of it.
Okay, very good.
And you make compote?
You make compote, yes. Some people make estric compote, some people make estric liqueur. Most people just leave it on the side until it gets old. Anyway, new shtickle. Amr Abba Bachana, Meir Odom Li Ishdoi Arusa. Ooh, what a thing, a grace of chiddush over here. Person's allowed to go and say this for his wife, who's not a full fledged wife, she's only Eiris. Amr Adina, Leimor Lefukimina. That's only to go and take property away from her. But to bring property into her issues, Loi Mehemen, he's not
a karov. He's a karov.
Well, not because he's a karov, because he has the gear. Well, one second. Let's understand this. So you have his ishta rusa. They're only betrothed.
Right.
They're not consummated marriage. They're not nisuin, but they're eris. In the meantime, this ishta rusa was a business. She borrowed money. She lent money
against her.
All right. So now we have over here a situation where she is in a litigation with somebody else.
Not going to help the relationship, though.
Oh, so now the question is: can I testify for her, against her, in this relation? That we said that a person can be made to take money away from her. In other words, where I go and testify and say about my arusa, I know that she borrowed money from Yankel. She never paid that money back. She better pay that money back because otherwise she's dishonest and I don't want to marry her. So afukimina, he is believed to go and say testimony which is detrimental to her. Avliulila, to go and say, no, I know that she lent money to Yankel. And Yanko owes the money, loy mehemen. You know why? Because if she gets the money and then they have nisuin, then they have more common property between themselves. And then it's to his own benefit. So Nishal's kurva, but out's nigir. He's a nigir that she should go and bring him money. So Timur Veloi, Oblamasa Sinishtazoi. Loy Shnal Lafukiv, Loy Shnal Yul, Loy mehemen, he cannot say Edis on behalf of his Arusa or against his Arusa. My Daitach, what's the reason why you thought in Havim as Yah? Kinaman Bechir Barab Mishmei de Ulaf. The Ishtar Arusa li oinu v'le betamale b'chahi loy enenu v'le betamale loy meisa ene yarsha meis hu goy v'ksuvasa. sounds like from this memra of Ula that the relationship between the two is very, very, very tenuous. If his Ishtar Arus had never lost a father, lost a mother, whatever, if his Ishtar Arus had passed away, the Orus is not an oinin for her. Here we're talking about Mamushal HaKoyin.
Right.
So therefore it doesn't affect doing avoid in the Bismigdish. He's not metame to her Ishtar Arusa. Because when the Torah says of the Ishtar, it's got to be in the Suah, not in Ishtar Arusa. So in other words, they're not really related. He's not an oinin ametamala. V'chein he and the other way around, oh, it's like an enif limitamala. If he dies, she's also not an oinin ametamala. Rashi is bothered by limitamala because after all, the Hilchot Tumatara
don't apply to a girl.
The girl only applies to the men. So men, kaihanim, of course, have to be careful not to become tameim, but that does not apply to the women. The women folk can be tameim. That's a separate story. Anyway, Rashi deals with these issues. But the point is that we're trying to show Mesa, if she dies, any yarshim, he doesn't yarshim from her, not a nickel, not a penny. So you see, they're not related. Mesu, if he dies, go with Suvasa, says Rashi, but only if he gave her a Ksuva Minaeris. And that was against the Shaila back in Mesechta's Ksuvas. What you do, you don't. But if there was no Ksuva, then no Ksuva. So therefore, their relationship is so Shvach, that's why we thought Nehava Mina, may it ultimately Ishtar Arusa. So Timar, but that's not true. There, when all of these relationships, the Gabi Oinen Aninus, the Gabi Tumma, the Gabi Yerusha, it's all because it says in the Pasuk, in the Gabi Tumma Vatar, it says, Kim Lishere HaKorav Eilav. And the Gemara says, Sheere Zu Ishtai. So it has to be a real Korav Eilav. In other words, it has to be an intimate Sheere. And the same thing by Yerusha Sabal, it says, Lishere HaKorav Eilav Mishpachta Viyoresh Oisa. So also use the term she'erai. So in she'erai means a nesua type of relationship. I can't tell if she'erai. They're not nesua. Hachem yishem ikru v'da'atuhu. The inyan of psul edus by kroivim is because it's a kirv hadas. Even if there's not a physical kirv blood of an intimate relationship of nesuin, but there's certainly a kirv hadas if he's an oris v'arusa. Ve'ikru v'da'atuhu gabon. Therefore, posul and oris is posul. Say edus about his arus. Right, says the Mishnah, Chor Goy Levadoi. Chor Goy is on his own, meaning no Bnei'im and no Chasne'im.
Except his wife.
Okay, we're not dealing with the wife, we're just going to talk about it. You're right. You're reminding us, and I thank you, Balki Ishtoi, Yeshakai. Turn about. Now we have two Brises which are parallel to each other, and they're going to work in tandem, and the Gemara is going to try to unearth what is the Machloikis here in the Brise. Turn about. In our Mishnah, remember we had 10 categories altogether. The first 9, which is Bnei Mechasnein, and then the Mishnah about Chargoy Levadi, he's all on his own. It's Tanarban, Chargoy Levadi, oh, just like our Mishnah. No Bnei, no Chasnein. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Gisoy. He doesn't say anything more than that. I don't know what he means by Gisoy. Vitanya Idach, and I have a second Brisa. Gisoy Levadi, only the Gis by himself. Oh, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Gisa is just like all the others, right? Chasneim, Bnei, Chasneim. No, Gisa is Levad. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Chargoy. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chargoy. What does that mean? Chargoy. It's Mike Omar. What are these two brises saying? So the Gemara takes it as a dove of poshet, that the same two Tanoim of the first brisa are the same two Tanoim of the second brisa, but they're all speaking in reverse. Meaning, the first brisa that says Chargoy Levadoi, that's Rabbi Yehuda of the second brisa that says Chargoy. The first brisa that says Rabbi Yossi Oimer Gisoy, that's the Tanakama. The second brisa which says Gisoy Levadai. See, it's Chargoy and it's Gisoy. But the question is, but what do they say? My comma. Perhaps the Pshat Hazai. The Tanakama is saying Chargoy Levadai without Benem Chasneim. But what the Gisoy? But Gisoy, the exact same halacha applies that it's only Gisoy Levadai. Now, if you're wondering to yourself, why would Gisoy be without the Bonim and the Chasayim? It's very easy. This is Mendy's case, where you have two brothers-in-law. They're not really brothers-in-law. They happen to be married to two sisters. So just because my wife has a sister that's married to your uncle, what does that have to do with me? It's not related to me. It's just the two sisters. And that's why the chief rabbi there by the Chasana says, no, it's not a problem. After the Bill David had to go and correct it, etc. Mendy will tell you the story again if you have forgotten it. Anyway, for Dinle Gisoy, so Gisoy, the difference, only that so-called brother-in-law, they were my wife's sister's husband, but not his children, not Menim Chasneim. Who didn't Gisa? The answer Rabbi Yossi Lameimer, and Rabbi Yossi, the second time of the Brisa, said, Gisoy Levadoi, I agree with Gisoy Levadoi, Vuadin Chargoy, and the same thing applies to Chargoy. Now notice that there's no machloikas here. Right. Because the Tanakhama says, so they both say exactly the same thing, and Rashi says, each one started off differently. He started with Gisai Lavada, and the same thing applies to Chari. And he started with Chari Lavada, the same thing applies to Gisai. If that's the case, let's go back to our Mishnah.
Right.
Our Mishnah says, Gisai, who ubenai b'chosnai. What you're telling me is Mani loy Rabbi Yehuda v'loy Rabbi Yosi.
Exactly.
Obviously, it's not like either of them because they both hold that Gisai is Levadai. And our Mishnah says Gisai is like one of the other eight, one of the family of nine that includes Benay v'chosnai. The Elohaki comes. So I'm going to reinterpret the two brises. We start again. Chorgoi Levadai, that's the Tanakhama, that's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Only Chorgoi, and not Banav v'bnaisot. Avil Gisai, not Gisai Oidenis. Good, goes Gisai, who, Ubenai, Bechasai. Just Chorgoi. So the word Levadai over here has a double explanation. Chorgoi Levadai in terms of no Ben Bechasai. And he's the only one that has this special Ben, that's Levadai.
Levadai exclusively.
Exclusively. He's an exclusive club for two reasons, right? It's a Lashon Neifel, Lashon Nefila. Chorgoi Levadai, Avil Gisai, Ubenai, Bechasai. So then, our Mishnah can go like this Tanakhama, like Rabbi Yehuda, because that's what our Mishnah says. Oh, Chorg is Levadai, but Gisai is who Ubenai Bechasai. It's good, so that's fine. Biyos Rabbi Yosef Lameimer, no! Gisai Levadai, Aval Chorgai, who Ubenai Bechasai. In other words, the mirror image, just the opposite. Change our Mishnah, don't say Chorg is Levadai. I'm not saying that you should change your Mishnah, I'm just saying, think of our Mishnah, it's Gisai Levadai, but Chorgai is within that first period of nine, the first category of nine, who Ubenai Bechasai. So Timurah, if that's the way you're learning Pshat, Kum Tzachos, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are confirming that there is a class of nine that include him, B'nayim, V'chosnayim, and there's a class of one that's just Levadai. Which one is which? Oh, so according to our Mishnah, which is also Rabbi Yehuda, it's
Chargo's Levadai.
Levadai and everybody else, including the Gisai, who B'nayim, V'chosnayim. How much is that? That's nine categories for nine family members. And then Rabbi Yosi said, I switch it. Take out Gisai from the first list and put in Chorgai, and Gisai will be Levadai. Frank Timov, Elo Hadatani, Rabchia, Shmoina Avish, and Esavi Abba, Kiman, like Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yehuda, because we just said that there are nine and not eight. Remember, we counted in the Mishnah, we said there are nine.
Right.
Nine
right.
Plus one. So, whichever way you look at it, if the nine includes Gisai, it's nine. If it includes Chorgai, it's nine. But it's nine. And you said, according to Rabchia, that there are only eight. Elo Hachikom. So he started the prices over again, Rabbi Yosi. Chorgoi is Levadai, Avagisai, who Ubenai Bechaisnai, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Which we just said a moment ago. Chorgoi is Levadai in both respects. Number one, no Bani Bechasanim. And number two, Levadai, no others are like that, because all the others are Ubenai Bechasanim. The other Rabbi Yisrael Meimar, Gisai Levadai, Vekoshkein Chorgoi. Gisai is Apsi Opsa Shtiku Karev. After all, he married the sister of my wife, Apsi Opsa. A Chorgoi is totally foreigner, you know, just because my mother married this other guy and this other guy had a child. So it's even me. So we'll be called a stepsister or a stepbrother. But we certainly don't call him a Pepsashvulger or something like that.
Not half-brother anymore.
Exactly. So Madok, Islevadi, Koshke, and Chorgoi. If that's the case, so then I'm excluding one of the first nine cases. I'm down to eight.
And Rav Chia now can go look Rav Yosi in this interpretation.
Oh, it does. So therefore, when Reb Chia is now talking about the eight Shmoina Avos, which Masnisin is Reb Yehuda, Masnisin Reb Yehuda, that's the Tanakhama that says Chorgoi Levadai v'Gisai hu b'nai b'chasnai, that's our Mishnah, and the Braisa, which means Reb Chia, that goes like Reb Yosi of this Braisa, the word Reb Yosi in the Braisa gives Levadai v'Koshke and Chorgoi, so you only have eight left. So very good, Shalom Yisrael. So far, so good, everybody. Right, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Halacha Reb Yosi. Oh, he passed like Reb Yosi. So now, oh, very good. But now we got one problem, Rabbi Yosi. We got two Rabbi Yosis. Yeah. Which two Rabbi Yosis? The Rabbi Yosi that we just had now, that excludes Gisai, only Gisai Levadai, and also excludes Koshkin and Chargai. And there's another Rabbi Yosi. Which Rabbi Yosi? Let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment. We didn't even repeat this in the Mishnah, but we had this yesterday in the Mishnah. Right after Chorgoi Levadai, right, the fifth line of the Mishnah, of Rabbi Yosi. So Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah Rishoina, you know who the only Kroivim are? Doidai, my uncle. Ben Doidai, my cousin. V'chol Royally Yarshai, anybody that can go and Yarshin. But not all of this cast of characters, these nine. Each one of them you have to go and figure out. Go back to Yesh Nachlin. Is he a Yarish? Is he not a Yarish? But the Klal is Doidai Ben Doidai. Ah, if that's the case, that that doesn't include a gisoy, and it certainly doesn't include a chargoy, and that's what we're going to deal with now in the Gemara. So, Omer v'yudah mishmur, halach Rabbi Yossi. And we're assuming at the moment that Rabbi Yossi is this Rabbi Yossi that we're talking about, gisa levadoy and chargoy levadoy. Hayim matan, there was a story, mitamat, a shtar matan, that the chasim Allah, trey gisi, two shvugas were sitting. Two shvugas, no, it sounds familiar?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So they weren't under the same chuppah together, but they sang, they
signed.
They signed together shtar matan. So Rabbi Yossi lachshur, Rabbi Yossi said, it's kusha. The Amr Rabbi Yossi, and what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi say,
they're not Yachalirish, so.
They're not Yachalirish, so therefore they're not, that's the Mishnah Rishon. That's
Rabbi Yossi together.
Amr Le'abayim, Mimayit, Rabbi Yossi, the Masnisen. The Machsha Begisai, why do you automatically assume that we're talking about the Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah? That's Machsha Begisai. Then Rabbi Yossi the Braise, the Basel Begisai, maybe he's talking about this Braise.
That's
very good. Then Rabbi Yossi the Braise, the Basel Begisai, maybe he's talking about the Braise. That Gisai obviously is Basel. That's what Rabbi Yossi said in the Braise.
Braise, Allah is like the Mishnah.
Right? Okay, whatever. Anyway, maybe that's what he's referring to. He must be talking about the Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah. Why? The Yom HaShavuot. They're going, I know. Upinchas, I and Pinchas, Davin and Achi Vigisi. We are both brothers, and we also happen to be shvugers. How is that possible? Two brothers married two sisters, right? Yeah. We have on the west side, the two shvebels married two wasners, right? So two brothers married two sisters. So they're both brothers, and they also have their, you know them from Buyana, right? Okay, so anyway, so you have brothers and Achi Vigisi. Ah, well, Gisi, the Almasha.
Two lobels married two clients.
I'm sorry, once again?
Yeah.
Yeah, the two lobels, two McClines. Very good, very good. But there, it's not a brother and sister. It's not two sisters, it's a brother and sister.
Yeah,
right?
It's the other way.
Okay, I'll be the Shkin, but it's the same idea, same concept. Thank you. Ah, so he's saying only the reason is because we're Achi Vigisi. Is a Chmashma, the Gisi the Alma would be okay. Why would it be okay? Because like the Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, that it's only the Doidu Ben Doidu. Zot Yetzabai, who said, the Dumukin going, Anu Pinchas, Mishim the Gisi Ka'amat. The reason why he's saying Ano Upinchas is not because he says that the reason why we're also is because of Achi V'Gisi. The reason why he's coming to say is because he's trying to explain what does the word Gis mean. I might have thought that Gis means a real brother-in-law, meaning the brother of my wife. That's a much simpler brother-in-law, right? I go marry my wife, she has a brother, that's my brother-in-law. But I might have thought two people that marry two sisters, what do I have to do with that other guy? I have nothing, no relationship with him. Maximum, I have a relationship with my sister-in-law because it's a sister-in-law. But he's at Tzigikim. It's already so far-fetched, it's already up. So therefore, bottom line is, what Abaye said is you have no raya from that story. That he's trying to go and say that where Gisoy is like Rabbi Yossi's Psak. And it's only because we're Achim and Gisim. That's why we happen to be apostles. But Gisa the Alma are mutter like Rabbi Yossi Psak in our Mishnah, because it's not royally Arshai. No, it could be we talk a Paskin like Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa, and Gis is Osir, and the reason why he said Mishim Achi the Gisi, because he's trying to go and illustrate Chevre, you know what Gisi we're talking about. I don't mean a Gisi where it's a brother-in-law, just three people. A Gisi where there are four people, two people with the two sisters in the between. Amalei. So now, once he said that, he said, "No, I bazoi." Then the shtar is kosher. Zil kenei. No, I'm sorry. The shtar is possible. Why is it possible? Because we're establishing now that gisim are possibly ages, like Rabbi Yossi of the Brais, and not Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi of the Brais. He says gisa is possible. Zot yimara. Amalei zil kenei beidim mesira. Since the shtar is possible, we'll have to bring now eidim mesira to go and do the kinyan. Kiribluzer. That Rabbi Lazar said. So forget about the shtar and forget about the Eidah Chasim. We have Eidah Mesira. For the moment, Rabbi Abba, wait, Rabbi Lazar ben Zvi, if me toy chesh, you're apostle. Hey, no, Chanam, you talk right. You don't need Chasimus on the shtar. But here we have Chasimus on the shtar, which apostle
is Chasimus.
And says Rashi, and the kinyon over here was made through a shtar. So the whole kinyon was apostle because of ben Zvi, if me toy chesh, and Rabbi Lazar is masking. Amalei, so he answered back, Zil, I'm sorry, I was trying to help you out that you should be able to be koine this matana with the two gisim by saying, maybe paskal like Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah gisim and not apostle, said Abaye, no, we paskal like Rabbi Yossi of the Braisa, gisim are apostle. I was trying to go and say we paskal like Rabbi Lazar, not like Rabbi Meir, and so therefore you can rely on Eidah Mesira. You can't, because it's even Rabbi agrees with Zvim Batoichai. Leishavkili, they're not allowing me to Svin Alof that I should go and say that this matana was good, so I'm very sorry, I tried my best, but I couldn't help you. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yossi.
Wow.
It's going to be continued tomorrow.